This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42, and that was The Clash with Train in Vain. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for Keep in View. And like many countries across Southeast Asia, Thailand has seen its daily COVID-19 cases surging to more than 20,000 because of the Delta variant. And now, to help curb the spread of infections, the government will be distributing free self-test kits to the public. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so Thailand has been carrying out their RT-PCR tests for a while now, right? So they have a daily testing capacity of between 50,000 and 70,000. But because of the long waiting time and also the limited number of testing facilities, a lot of people were discouraged from getting tested. So, you know, even after the antigen self-test kits were made available for sale in July, a lot of low-income households were unable to afford it, right? Even actually middle-income families were also hesitant to get the test because they had to pay it for themselves. So to solve this problem, the government has spent about 1 billion baht or about 128 million ringgit. And this is to buy 8.5 million antigen test kits. And they plan to distribute it for free to both Thailand and as well as migrant workers. And the government expects millions of test kits to be handed out by health providers and also pharmacies across the country this month. And they also plan to distribute more antigen test kits throughout next year. And they hope that this will have a big impact on infection rates in Thailand's residential areas, which have basically reported a high number of COVID cases, especially in Bangkok's low-income areas, where they call them like ghettos, where household members are crowded in small living spaces.
So it completely makes sense, because you do want to encourage people to get tested as quickly as possible so that they can at least self-isolate, right? And I think that this is something that Malaysia can also consider as we are expanding on our own self-testing strategy.
Correct. So this is actually an issue that has been brought up a lot because currently there are about 14 self-test kits in the market that have been approved by the Malaysian Device Authority, right? And they cost between 28 and 41 ringgit. So groups like the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Association, they've pointed out that this can be quite costly for low-income households. And, you know, imagine if you're a family of five. So you'd have to spend more than 100 ringgit to get tested. And that's just like one time in a month. So several parties are calling for the government to give subsidies for the kits. And also previously also to give them for free to the B40 community, right? And before this, the Domestic Trade and Consumers Affairs Ministry said that they were doing a study to determine the suitable retail price for self-test kits and whether you know, some sort of price control is needed. So they did something similar after some outrage about the ceiling price for our even the face mask initially when the pandemic started, right? So this study was expected to be completed by the end of last month, but we haven't heard about any developments from the study. And so for now, at least, we don't have any clear plans how to tackle this issue, especially we've now opened out a lot of sectors and the economy as well.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how we distribute. I mean, along with the price and what kind of self-test kits. But I wonder whether for us, where our hubs of distribution would be, right? So if in Thailand, for example, it's pharmacies, I think that would work for us. I imagine going down the factory and manufacturer route would also be an option.
Yeah.
Or maybe dormitories.
That's true. And also the fact that they're giving it to a lot of all these migrant workers. And that's really important because if you're talking about factory clusters and the dormitories, like you say, the hostels and all that, it's really where all these clusters are starting, and we need to, you know, control them there. And we are talking about giving out the test kits. But if, let's say, we are going to subsidize it, I think even 10 ringgit is expensive if we are looking at like low income families, right?
So who have to buy often. You don't know how many times,
how many
right?
Times. Yeah. You don't know how many times. So, and also in the family you have so many people. So I don't know. I mean, how are we going to tackle this? Because even to bring down the ceiling price for face masks, it took quite some effort lah, some effort to get the price to the level that we have now. So, but even then, now we have like all these different sorts of mask and what, K94 or something, right? Is that the right number?
Yes, the Korean masks yes. that everyone likes.
And all that.
Yeah.
But this is the basic mask that we are talking about. So, I don't know, test kits. Hopefully we can produce more test kits, cheaper, more. I mean, hopefully we innovate more. I don't know. I mean, this is also a product of innovation and waiting, right? So suddenly we have now test kits which are cheaper by from 40 ringgit. Now we get like 28 ringgit. So hopefully we can get for 5 ringgit. Hopefully. 2 ringgit.
So let us know. I mean, in Thailand, the government is distributing free self-test kits to the public. Is this something that you'd like to see here? You know, how could we go about it? Send us your thoughts and ideas. That number to call, 7733 2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.